Blog Talk Radio.
Are we live? Then we can start the broadcast again.
You rather not take the chance? Oh, we can
on we're on mute now.
On the phone here. So this,
yeah.
Yes,
awesome. We're live.
I believe so.
We're live. OMG. If we even talk about the comedy of errors today, if we even talk about that, how you doing with it?
I'm doing great.
It has been a comedy of errors to put this show together tonight. Wowie kazowie. So we're live on Blog Talk Radio, and we have a caller calling in on Blog Talk Radio. So we're going to go to Dr. Jatea and ask her. We're going to bring her live on the show. And Dr. Jatea, please let us know you can hear us. Okay, Dr. Jatea, you're live. How you doing?
Great. How are you guys tonight?
Amazing. After an incredible array of activities.
And a semi-production.
It was a production like an MGM Film Studios movie over here. Oh, my goodness.
I bet. With the two of you, I bet it was incredible.
Dr. Jatea, what drew you to the show tonight, watching All About Cheaters? Because we get into this relationship stuff. It's Tasha Talk tonight on Blog Talk Radio. And we're live on the YouTube channel. Look at all of them piling on YouTube. We're live on
YouTube. Oh, you're live on YouTube, too. Okay. I don't even have my computer booted up. I have to boot up.
I can find out if we're so high. We're so high-tech. Aren't you proud of us? OMG.
I am. I'm excited. So I think what draws everybody to the show, everybody wants to know how to be cheater-proof. Like, that's a topic that should have everybody in America listening in.
Indeed. And they are piling in on the channel, on the YouTube channel. So I just had to check in with you, Dr. Jatea, because you're on Blog Talk Radio. You want to dial callers into the Blog Talk Radio. And I wanted to make sure we were coming through. Sound was loud and clear and good on the show. You're hearing us well?
Loud and clear and good, yes. Yes and yes.
Awesome. All right, we're going to dive into the show. Thank you so much. We'll put you on mute. But if you want to come back on the show, just raise your hand and we'll bring you back live, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, love you. See ya.
Love you.
She is such the angel. My God, I love Dr. Jatea. Woo, she's my life. I'm telling you, I love her. She's always helping me. Welcome.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. And our viewers that are on YouTube, I love you. I am so grateful that you are among our first YouTube subscribers to the Witch and the Wizard YouTube channel.
Thank you so much.
So that's the wizard.
And that's the way. So today's topic is
cheaters.
Oh.
And how to be cheat proof. Ooh. Booyah. Cheaters. So introduce yourself, wizard.
Yeah. We just did. I'm the wizard.
Like, you know, who are you? What do you do?
Show.
If you don't know me by now. So for all of our new viewers and the people, folks who don't know you, who have never met you, tell us a little bit about your background and why we're having this conversation about cheaters and how to become cheat-proof in this conversation.
Well, my background is, as usual, I'll shrink it. My background is counseling and education. Spirituality is one of my biggest endeavors now. Thankfully that we've been partnered up. So I've been going at warp speed. So it's been going fast. And I think we talked about cheaters because actually we just, sometimes we have our topics and we know what we want to do, but sometimes that's not what comes to us.
Yeah.
That's not what it felt like. You said cheaters, both of our hairs stood up.
Yeah. Right.
And we said, okay, let's tackle that on. So to me, I think it's a great, great topic because every time you have an issue, it's not really the issue that you see. Usually the issue is a manifestation of things that are really going on. So I think tonight we should get into what really goes on in the cheater's mind, in your mind, the whole process. Let's dig into it. But we can't give them all the cookies. They need to go to the magic
because
pillow and get all of
the retreat for that.
Yeah, yeah.
We're talking about the retreat a little bit. So for now, my name is Reverend Valerie Love, and I am so grateful to see you. I have a YouTube channel, Valerie Love. Excuse me. And at the Valerie Love channel, I think we have maybe about 23,000 subscribers somewhere around there right about now as we film this. The subscribers grow all the time. I'm really excited about that. So if you subscribe to that channel and now you're over here, thank you. Welcome. Because you know how I love my love troopers. I love you. And I'm a divine midwife of soul destiny. They call me the author, Christian witch, and the author of 11 books on practical spirituality, and I coach clients all over the world and speak all over the world on spirituality and all things related to love. And we lead retreats all over. We just got back to the Stoner Retreat and the Grand Canyon a couple of months ago, and now we're preparing for the Magic of Love Stoner Retreat that will be May 11th to 14th, 2017. So tonight, we're addressing a topic that comes up a lot with my clients, with a model with your clients as well. Do you have that subject that comes up a lot for years with our clients and our coaching practices with in counseling, because he is a counselor, and for me in coaching, spiritual life coaching, these are the top. We're going to ask you guys on YouTube to chat with us, and we're going to check the chat, okay, because we love the chat. So we're going to check the chats and try to keep up with the chats as we're live on the show as well. So let me hop over and look at the chat. But these are the four things that come up most often when we are having conversation about relationships. Number one, why did he or she cheat on me? That's the big one that comes up with people a lot. Number two, why did he or she leave me? That's our question. Why did they leave me? Oh, you guys look phenomenal. Love y'all. And I was just saying, it's on TV, too. Look, our Steve Earthkeeper is on. Blessings.
Babe.
You were just talking
love
about
your energy. I am watching you.
You were just talking about him today and answering his comment on YouTube. Love you, Steve. So grateful you're here. So just wanted to check the chat. So the second thing that comes up is, why did he or she leave? Third one that comes up is, why is it that I keep wanting to get the one and I get not the one? And then the fourth one is, how can I bring in the one? And we work with a lot of spiritual people, a lot of conscious people, a lot of people who are, you know, they're into meditation, they're into prayer, they're into all these things, and they're doing their prayer, their meditation, their visualization, and all of that to bring in the one, yet they still don't have the one. So cheating, like number one, it's big. So what say you about that? Now that we've set it up and we've given that backdrop, what say you about it? Where do we start to tackle this first?
Usually when I think about cheating or any issue, because a lot of times we always say there's only one issue and there's only one solution.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that. But
it's 11-11. A lot of people to pray. We pray every 11-11.
11-11. You have to do it.
Wow.
So I break it down into three categories. There's one, the person themselves. because that's usually where it starts. Two, your partner, and then three, spirituality. And really, I say three, spirituality, but that's really the main one. But everyone doesn't grasp that. Everyone is not living that. And although we want everyone to go there, that's where the road where we should be, or the path that we should all be, we have to, everybody's not there yet. We have to meet people where they are.
Yep.
So do you want to start with the person?
The self.
The person.
Because we're going to teach folks tonight how to become cheat-proof. And I can say that from my own experience, I've been in a relationship where supposedly I was the one creeping. So, and they say the only way that you can heal something is to be on both ends of it. That's what they say. That's how you heal the whole thing. So,
you can't be
You
got to pitch a dart.
Yeah, you got to be on both sides. And then,
That energy dart.
Right.
I know it now.
Right. And then there is some wisdom that comes in that. And the law of polarity says that, you know, there's the two ends of both things. And now that you've experienced it on both ends, now you can actually heal the thing. So,
and to touch on that, when we talk about being on both ends of the spectrum, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to go in and touch the darker side or experience that, because we all know that we're all different type of learners. Okay, when I saw my brother falling down the hole, I said, let me go around it. Some people need to go see what it is.
And fall right in, because my brother was like that.
Exactly.
He had to experience it.
And sometimes I get like that, right? It depends, but I'm not going to go down a hole.
We ain't going through a part of that. Experience your part.
So,
you don't have to experience everything.
So, yeah, exactly. And so it really depends. There's always a subjective view and a subjective approach when you're doing these things. You always have to look at yourself, because when someone is cheating, there has to be some disconnect, there has to be some need that's not being met, and there has to be some unhappiness or some desire that you or that person is not fulfilling or getting fulfilled. So the reason I say go into yourself is because that's the initial, that's the first step of seeing what's really going on, because you have to kind of be honest with yourself and see what really your bias is, what your racism is, what all your issues are, so that then you can kind of further start working from inside out to see, okay, this is what's happening, this is how I feel, and this is how it's affecting me, or this is the reaction to what I'm doing, or to manifest my behavior or what I'm seeking. Because a lot of times, you know, the ego will have you thinking that you're everything is great.
The parasite. It's the mastery of love, the parasite,
right?
I'll share a little bit about my experience. Would that be okay? Let's go there. Right? I'll even ask that question, right?
Okay. I'll share some of my experience.
You share some of your experience.
We're going to YouTube friendly.
This is an adult show, right?
Yeah.
This is adult conversation.
But you guys can always chime in or ask us any questions. And this is let's keep it real and let's do it how
keep
it is.
Keep it real.
And let's go in.
So keep it real. So I was in the car one night with my husband at the time.
You
know this story. This is the famous Peter story.
Okay.
So we're in the car, and just to give a little backdrop from the story, this vehicle is the vehicle that he used to take when he would go out. You know, we had a really nice vehicle that stayed in the garage. It was the Mercedes AMG, really nice vehicle. And he had his truck for when he ran around and stuff like that, you know, going regular places, but when you really go out, the Mercedes AMG was the car to go out. So we were going out that night looking for the tickets to the play or the show or whatever we were going to see. And couldn't find the tickets anywhere, looking all around. He's like, where are the tickets? And we're looking all around for the tickets in the car. And we lift the middle compartment up, and there we're looking for the tickets. But underneath was another compartment, so I lift up to the second compartment and look. The deep story.
That's what the top story you're supposed to find. They don't know there's a second.
They went right underneath the second. And I lifted it up, and of course, there's condoms, and we didn't use them, so we already knew it. And he slammed it down real fast, like, just like that, right? And so when I sat there, this is what came to me. I didn't get mad at him. I was mad at myself. But why was I mad at myself? Because I had already gotten a memo, but I didn't want to accept it. You see me say that?
Ooh.
And you tell me, because this is the setup on how to become cheap truth.
Well, I don't want to switch the story because I think it might be good for you to touch on what exactly do you mean you didn't want to accept it? Because that's one of the biggest things, and that's why I talk about looking within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you don't want to accept something, there are so many layers that you can start peeling back on. The insecurities, the unworthiness. I'll never find somebody like this again. Who's going to love me? I have 11 children and 29 grandchildren. That wasn't you at the time.
We have the big house. We have the money. Because he had won $50 million in the lottery. And so it wasn't that easy to say, okay, bye. It was like, I can tell them the truth,
okay.
Right? It was like, let me wear it down. We're not going to be too late. Let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater now. Can we work something out?
Yeah.
But
let's dig into it and find out what it really
is. But really, I knew in my heart, this was not for me. This wasn't a relationship for me. I was unfulfilled. He was unfulfilled. And therefore, because we were living inauthentically and not willing to truly tackle and take on the real issues that you were talking about at the core, hence we have the cheateration, as you could call it. So look at Tiffany. I follow Lewis on Instagram. He's awesome.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Thank you, guys. Oh, that is so awesome. Hey, Coach Tiffany, this is amazing. I love it, seeing our peeps in our chat. This is awesome. This is the first time we've been live on our YouTube channel. All right.
It is.
So
I hope it's working out well.
It appears to be working out very well.
Good.
And we're on Blog Talk Radio at the same time. So what can we say about becoming cheat-proof? Because we absolutely are here to offer you solutions on how to never have these experiences again. And I actually believe I became somewhat cheat-proof after that because I just refused to keep telling myself a lie. So, and I'm going to tell you what was at the core of my experience of cheating. But what have you to say about it, Wizard?
About your experience? About becoming cheat-proof?
Becoming cheat-proof.
Well, I have a lot still, so I would
come
need
on.
To go into
come with it.
Because now, once you look at yourself and you discover your issues, now you need to look at your partner and honestly, with an honest eye, look at him, see what's really going on. Is he this kind of man that his actions lead, you know, what he's really feeling? Or is he the kind of man that he speaks, but he just might not know how to do things? Or there are so many things, when you're dealing with the mind, the extraneous variables, I mean, it's ridiculous. So many combinations that we can come up. We don't want to get caught up in that. You know, we want to look at it so that you can heighten your awareness, but you don't want to get caught up in that. There's a couple reasons why. One, because you can have all the talent in the world, but talent doesn't amount to success.
Okay. Sure does not.
You have talent it's a good start. It's great.
Do something with it, right?
But you have to do something with it, and it has to be the right place, the right time, the right person. There's so many things that play a part in that. And I'll give you an example. I consider myself a decent human being, okay?
Of course.
Very loving.
Of course.
I love everybody. I talk to whoever. I don't care if it's a janitor. If a fly passes by, I'm speaking to it. If it doesn't speak to me, I'll say, oh, he's having a bad day. Have a fly day, fly. But what I realize is that a lot of times we get caught up in the things that we see or that we want to see or that we see in people. But if they don't have it in them, it doesn't even matter. There have been relationships where I have been horrible, and
haven't we all?
And
really, truth be told, haven't we all?
But we're gonna get real, so let's get real. There's been times that I'm very respectful, you know that.
Sure.
I'm with someone, I'm taking care of them. If I'm with a lady, I'm opening doors, I'm closing doors.
Absolutely.
I'm taking the trash. My wife would not touch any of that.
Yeah.
I do not allow her to carry groceries.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. But there are some women that I've been with
that I want nothing to do with.
Wow. And
which,
why was that? What was the difference?
Which is,
you didn't want to do anything for them.
I don't want to say I don't want to do anything, but they brought out the worst.
Oh, okay. How? How did they bring out the worst?
Well, we want to get.
We want to answer. I want to know the real deal.
This is what
right.
I think it is. I think what it is this. A lot of times we're looking for something, and we're seeking. And it's really crazy that I don't think you should seek anything in this world but enlightenment and spirituality.
God, really. I think
exactly.
You should seek one
exactly.
thing. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these other things will be added.
Exactly, and everything falls into place.
It does.
Now, when we live in the world, like you described, like muggles, we're
yeah.
running around with our two eyes and our limited capabilities and our limited sight and foresight and planning, and we start thinking about what we want. And our mind starts messing with us and saying, ooh, you need this car, or you need this.
Okay,
oh, look,
that.
She has the body you like.
Yeah.
You love those eyes. That's who you should be with.
Yeah.
So we get caught up in these things, and we start making wrong decisions.
Mm.
So it's like some people say, I don't know how I fell in love. I don't know how it happened. You know, at some point you made a conscious decision to open your heart.
Yeah.
Now,
that's the only way you can fall in love is because your heart is open.
Yeah. So
yeah.
now the steps that you took there or your perception of what it would be is we get caught up in a lot of times creating our own truths, our own beliefs, and that's not always so. So she probably saw a lot of potential in me. I saw very little, and I had needs. And actually, this person that I might be talking about, it was a rebound.
Famous rebound.
I was not ready to be. So the person... Because when you're in a rebound or you're going through things, you're not you.
True.
So
it's your representative.
Exactly.
Or it could be the parasite.
Exactly.
Yes.
Was
it is the parasite.
And what's worse is the hurt parasite.
Ooh, that's the worst kind of parasite.
Yeah. So when this person falls in love with you or has all these things for you, they're not really falling in love with the real you.
That's right.
So when you go through your healing, then they're like, who are you?
You've changed.
Yeah, exactly.
And then that's what they said. Like, you've changed.
Yeah. So this person was never going to get the best of me from the beginning.
Wow.
I didn't have the respect for this relationship.
Wow.
I didn't have, and what's really sad was that at one point we really connected too late, and I had to let her go. I said, listen, I really care about you, but I will never be able, I can't, once you pass certain lines, you can't go back.
Right. That's very true. Ooh, my goodness. Now, what was her reactions or responses to you, being that you were clear that, you know.
Of course, they always think you're crazy.
She was bringing out the worst in you, right.
No, they think you're crazy.
Oh, she thought you were crazy.
You're crazy. Like, you're crazy. You're tripping. I love you and you love me. No, that's not what I just said. You know? And I've been on the other side of it. And I've been on the other side in college when I had a really bad relationship. And, you know, and it was ridiculous what my perception of what this relationship was and what I thought a relationship should be. Until one day I just woke up. I mean, I don't know who was praying for me. I think my mother or somebody. Because
yeah.
one day I just woke up and I said, what am I doing?
What am I doing here?
I'm crazy. I'm leaving.
Get out of here. This is it.
Yeah. So.
You
so
know,
what say you? I'm so
thing,
sorry. That took a long time.
Oh, no, not at all. Don't apologize for sharing. I want to get across to all of the women that are watching is this. If you're with a man that cheated or did cheat or whatever the case may be, remember this. It is a penis in a vagina, and it really has nothing to do with you. And I said this to someone one time, and she couldn't believe it. Your husband or your boyfriend put his penis in another vagina. Now, let me ask you a question. Does that really have anything to do with you? It really does. What? It wasn't your vagina.
Not directly.
Right. So on one level, it really has nothing. Not make up a story about it, because the things that happen don't actually hurt us. It's the story we make up about it. And the meaning-making of what this must mean about me as a woman, as a person, that's where all the hurt comes in. At its basic core level, you have a penis and a vagina, or a penis and a penis, or vagina and a mouth, or a penis and a mouth, or whatever combination works for you, you know.
Yeah,
whatever,
yeah,
a penis and a penis, or a mouth and a mouth, or vagina and a vagina. It doesn't really matter the body part, or this is not really about heterosexual, or it's across all spectrum. It's across the spectrum of human interaction. That really, if you consider it, what someone else does has nothing to do with you. Now, if you can get that little bit of say, I am whole, I am complete, I am full within myself, and not expect anything from this person, then you can get enough distance, a little space, breathing space in there, so that you can now determine what you're going to do in this relationship. How are you going to proceed, right?
Mm-hmm.
But most people, when a man has sex with another woman, or a woman has sex with another man, when the partner has sex with somebody else, right away people start, they take it personal, and they start making up a story about themselves. That has nothing to do with you. Don't take it personally. That's one of the four agreements. Don't take anything personally. Not very difficult not to take it personally, because I've been there, and I've been in that situation where I was on one end of it and on the other end of it. And neither end felt good, because it felt like lying and it felt like freedom. So that's why I decided not to live that way anymore. So for me, how I became cheat proof is down on our Blog Talk Radio. So
and,
that's why I got to make sure.
Also, I know. And also, I want to let our viewers know that if and when you listen to this, 90 seconds.
Yeah.
If it gets cut off, you can always go back and listen to the rest of it, because we usually get an extra 15 minutes. And we use all of it.
We use all of it. And over, they usually cut us off. Like, we're still talking.
And we end up talking. We have a 1-hour show. Well, let's go.
So on Blog Talk Radio, to become cheat proof, this was what was at, look, in 60 seconds, this was what was at the core of my cheat. I was cheating on myself.
Mm.
Because when I said, well, I'm going to go to hot yoga 3-4 times a week, I didn't do it. When I said, I'm not going to eat donuts anymore, I didn't do it. When I said, I'm going to treat myself better, I'm going to love myself more, I didn't do it. See, I was lying to me, was cheating on me. So how can I expect anything other than to invite that energy into my space?
Ooh.
How do I become cheat-proof? I tell myself the truth.
Mm. Ooh, and what's crazy is that we both have the same thing, because, but in different ways. For me, is be honest and live your life how you want.
Mm.
So what decisions you make, wrong or right, if you do it your way, you always cope with things better, and it's on them.
Mm.
You don't internalize it, because you're doing things how you want, how you're supposed to do it, okay? We can go into more details through questions or through anybody calling in, or the Blog Talk Radio's number. We're going to continue anyways. But I realized that it doesn't matter what's going on in a lot of senses. Because one, if you're living for God, your God, Allah, Jehovah, whatever you want
to
call it.
We call it.
Or you're living for the good of life. When you're doing things properly, okay, you're not going to be as affected by what's going on outside of you, and you're going to understand it. So I'll give you an example. If someone is a housewife and she gives up her life for me, and after 4 or 5 years I leave with somebody else, she's like, oh, my God, I gave up everything I did. Why were you doing that to begin with?
Why weren't you living your life?
Yeah, why are you giving your life up for another
exactly.
man or another woman? Live your life.
Live your life.
I live my life. Right now I'm here.
Yeah.
My family's elsewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not worried about
more
that.
Purpose.
And they're not worried about it, because we know that we're focused and we're doing what we have to do. If somebody slips up or somebody acts up, things will get dealt with how they get dealt with at that time.
Mm.
So to me, that's the most important part, because I can't always rely on people and human beings, you know. Do we want, what do we want? We want everybody to be like our creator, like the best things, like angels, like God. Like
yeah, we want everybody to be perfect, but they're not.
Yeah, we're
they're
not.
They're human.
They're not. And
we're human. Yeah.
And the other aspect of it is that everybody's manifestation of their their lack of source, their lack of strength manifests in different ways.
In different ways.
Sure.
Our pathologies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we can't personalize it to say, oh, but this person doesn't do it to that person.
Right. But they don't do that.
Yeah, but this
they
is how
that.
This is everybody's different. So that's one of my main things. Now I have a question that I think I don't know. If we're wrapping up or what's going on, but
we still got a few more moments. So we lock up later.
Okay,
yeah, we got to talk. We got to talk in a few more minutes.
So, is there hope for cheaters and relationships that have been cheated, cut up, or destroyed? Is there hope?
Absolutely.
When is there hope?
When is there hope?
Yes.
There's always hope. Because for me, I always believe that there is always hope. But I'm an eternal optimist. I really am. I just believe there's hope.
Right.
We should believe in love. We're romantic.
Yeah.
We believe in love. We got a question. Yeah, we have a question. Okay. LOL. Laughing so hard, I'm going to keep my commentary.
Oh, Lord.
You don't know what that means. Y'all are not human.
Oh, my God. Okay.
No, this is the witch and the wizard.
Poetic pearls laughing. I like that.
Oh, my goodness. These comments. That's so true.
Read some of those, and I mean, I'll talk while you read.
Okay.
So,
there's nobody that meets you that doesn't call you friend. Oh, Dr. Jatea, you will put on a woman's seatbelt, LOL. Yeah, man, you do that. You take care of the women around you so well. We're multitasking here. We're multi-thinking here. We got Blog Talk Radio. We got live streaming on the Witch and the Wizard YouTube channel. And we're videotaping for Valerie Love channel. How's that for? And let me tell you, if that other phone was charged up, we'd be on Periscope.
So when is there hope? Because I'm a firm believer that there's always hope. And that's part of what I
we get Lachey Little's comment? I shared in these four because I was in love with both of them and I felt like I couldn't choose.
That is so profound and beautiful.
Yeah.
But
beautiful acknowledgement.
Exactly. And to say that, some people say, oh, how can you do that? Or oh, that's wrong. There's no wrong in that because life is about love. Now, when that happens, we just need to see how did we get there and what is it really about. Because sometimes it's because we have certain needs or certain things or certain perceptions. It's like sometimes, have you seen a relationship, right, where someone has two people that they love, right?
Yeah, that's a lot.
So then let's suppose the man that you're with is married, right? I've had a client that the man was married. So she left her husband to be with this other man that was married. So the man that was married left his wife.
Oh, they both left their spouses for the other one?
Before this happened.
This is unusual because most of the time.
It doesn't happen.
That's right.
Well, usually the kids are involved.
Right.
But so when that happened, I remember I didn't want, because being a spiritual person, I don't like to be judgmental. I like to bring clarity to the situation and let them see clearer and let them make the decision. Because I've had clients that have been out of love for 2-3 years that they're in my office, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's been 3 years. Just stop coming. And it's like the next day.
They had a breakthrough, right?
They have a breakthrough. I don't know what. They're like, I love you. And I'm like, I don't know what happened. Awesome. But amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So my two clients, when this was happening, I was explaining to her, look at your process with this man. Because really, he's married. And he's unavailable.
That's right.
So now, wait. I'm not talking about unavailable. A lot of times we think it means, can he be with someone else?
Right.
No. What I'm saying is, you don't have him full-fledged. Right. That's like having nephews and nieces that you get them only once in a while. When you're sick of them, you send them home. You know? So because the time they
used to spend. Like babysitting?
So they used to spend great time, but it was always like, well, she needed a little vacation. Or, you know, the sex or anything,
yeah,
which I'm not condemning her.
Right.
I said, listen, that's cool, but I want you to see exactly what it is.
What it is.
See what the connection really is. Because when the dynamics change, you leave your husband, or things are different, your economics are different, you know, you don't have the car anymore, you know, he's making different money,
mm-hmm.
your lifestyle changes, something's going to hit the fan.
Something's going to hit the fan.
And listen, my father told me once, he said, listen, love, he's always saying, he said, love is good, but poor love, no food, it will die. There's no money, love dying. Today, not tomorrow, today, right now. When we look at that, you have to look at it. So, Lachey, I'm not sure what your situation is, but I would just urge people to look at it. And there's nothing wrong with that in that sense. You obviously have a big heart, and that's beautiful. And
it is beautiful.
We can talk about that anytime. You can call us. You can chime in. Look,
come to the Magic of Love Retreat.
Oh, my God.
Come to the Magic of Love Retreat, and you can see that at themagicoflove.com. And magic is with a K. With a K. This is something I want to say about becoming cheap proof as well. Besides telling yourself the truth, tell the truth to the people that you're in relationship with. Tell the truth to the people you're in relationship with, because you have a lot of people. Yeah, you have a lot of people that they're in love with two people. We have that common.
And some people would say, thank God. Don't come on Thursday.
Yeah.
I still love you. Come back Friday.
Yeah, because I ain't got to be with you all the time anyway. Right, and it's really an opportunity. It's beautiful that if you have come together with someone that you love and you have someone else you love, simply tell the truth to everyone involved. That's all. Just tell the truth. And the truth sets us free. It's really true.
And we're always scared to lose the things that we have.
Yeah.
But guess what? I truly believe that it's better to lose what you don't fully appreciate than to keep something that you're settling for. Because we're not gonna dig into that. We're gonna dig into that in the back. I always tell some of my clients, listen, a lie is just a procrastination of the truth. You procrastinate because the truth is gonna come out at some point. Look, in that relationship, when I was laying down, I just woke up like, I'm out of here.
And like in the devil.
It was like 6 in the morning. She's like, baby, where are you going? I was like, baby.
I am gone. And Blog Talk Radio, we got to say we love you. Peace out. We will see you next Sunday night. The Wizard, what you got to say, Wizard?
Peace out. We're signing off. The Witch and the Wizard. We love you guys. See you next week.
See you next week. Blog Talk Radio.
Look, there's like three cameras here, so somebody's going to see us.